USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is pledging millions to help Kenosha, Wisconsin after violent protests following the shooting of Jacob Blake. After getting a first-hand look at the damage done to the city of Kenosha, President Trump met with law enforcement.
Violent mobs demolished or damaged at least 25 businesses, burned down public buildings, and threw bricks at police officers, which your police officers won't stand for, and they didn't stand for it. These are not acts of peaceful protest, but really domestic terror.
He also announced almost $50 million in support for local and state law enforcement and to help local businesses so they can rebuild what was taken away from them during the violence. The president visited the city despite objections from Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers. Jacob Blake, who was black, was shot 7 times during an encounter with police. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Scientists are rapidly working on new vaccines and new COVID-19 tests. With more, here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
One of America's top infectious disease experts, Dr. Anthony Fauci, tells ABC's Good Morning America any vaccine will be rigorously tested.
You don't want a vaccine to be available widely to the American public unless it's been shown to be safe and effective. Safe and effective.
President Trump also says more rapid coronavirus tests are on the way. The test returns results in 15 minutes. Those tests will be given to folks at nursing homes.
New York Mayor Bill de Blasio says the return to classrooms will be pushed back to September 21st. There will be 3 days of remote learning beforehand.
For those 3 days, instruction will begin remotely for all students. During that transitional period, there will be instruction for students, but there will also be additional preparation for educators and staff.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A new Facebook report shows that Russian internet trolls that plotted to interfere in the 2016 election in favor of candidate Donald Trump are now seeking to sway the 2020 election once again. Based on a tip from the FBI, Facebook removed a small network of 13 Facebook accounts and 2 pages linked to individuals associated with the Russian Internet Research Agency. They're the same Russian troll group that made efforts during the 2016 campaign to interfere in the election in favor of President Trump. The accounts were removed because they violate Facebook's policy against foreign interference, which is coordinated inauthentic behavior on behalf of a foreign entity. The behavior includes relying on fake accounts to create fictitious personas, which used fake names and fake profile photos to pose as news editors from the U.S. and other countries. Former Trump advisor Steve Bannon's trial has been set, and USA's John Hunt has the story.
The federal judge presiding over the case against Steve Bannon and 3 other men who allegedly defrauded donors with a fundraising campaign to build a wall along the southern border set a May 24, 2021 trial date for those 4 charged in the scheme. Bannon, who served as chief strategist for President Donald Trump, pled not guilty to charges earlier this month. He was released on $5 million bond and had to forfeit his passport. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.